FM 90.3 WJTL Brook Ligerwood. Bless God. Good morning to you and happy Thursday. It's 7:04.
And make sure to join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And in case you miss it, you got another opportunity Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, we welcome back to the studio our friend Stephanie Morales, who's here with Kavod Performing Arts. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here in the studio.
So glad to be back.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. All the students in the show and their families, good morning. I hope you're still asleep.
And I love your Bluey water bottle.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
I'm a huge fan.
That's pretty cool. Now, Kavod, just give everybody an idea for those who don't know about performing arts in the theater and everything you guys do.
Yeah. So Kavod Performing Arts, we have two locations in New Holland and one right here in Mannheim. And it's a Christian faith-based studio where we do dance and music, theater classes, and we just emphasize professionalism in the arts while bringing in our faith into it.
And so I'm assuming with you here that we're going to talk about a dance, because I know that you are the ballet person and you've written many of the shows that Kavod has done. So tell us about what you guys are doing now.
Yes. So next weekend, April 12th through 14th, we will be doing To Neverland, a ballet based on the classic fairy tale of Peter Pan.
And did you write it?
I did.
That is so cool. I love that you put yourself into that. And so how is this different than your classic Peter Pan? Obviously, it has dance in it, but how does it tell the story?
That's a great question. So Peter Pan was my favorite fairy tale growing up. I was always obsessed with it, waited for Peter Pan to come to my window. He never did, okay, just in my imagination.
Right, which probably helped to write this show.
Yes, yeah. So I took an emphasis. If you read the book, it is kind of dark at points, so I just wanted to emphasize the joy and fun that we have as children and hopefully can continue on to have as adults.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how many kids do you have involved?
We have 40 students involved.
Wow.
Yes. And if you've ever been to Kavod and seen our stage, that's a lot of kids on one stage.
That's a lot of kids on one stage. So tell us about the costumes, the dance, the story. Tell us about all of it.
Yeah, we've been privileged to have Sight and Sound's costumer help us with this show.
Oh, great.
And so the costumes are vibrant, colorful, and feel a little bit more earthy within Neverland. But the characterization of all the kids and how they've developed it is just hilarious. It has me rolling on the floor. So
it's been
fun to see them.
And how about the music?
Yeah, music, I just found a whole bunch of different songs and compiled it together just to bring the story to life in the way that I felt needed to be showed.
Yeah, that's awesome. To Neverland is coming to Kavod Theater, right? The
Correct.
One in New
yes.
Holland.
Yeah.
And it's going to be happening April 12th through the 14th. Can tickets be had online?
Yes. Yeah. And I would highly recommend purchasing them as soon as possible. We are hoping to sell out.
That would be great.
That would be pretty cool. Uh-huh.
Once again, it's Kavod Ballet Theater. It's going to be happening there, Kavod in New Holland. To Neverland, the story of Peter Pan and all his friends, April 12th through the 14th. And it's all done in dance.
All done in dance. No music. Well, obviously there's music, but no singing.
No singing. Yeah. It's all dance.
Just ballet and acting.
Love that.
Yeah.
Check it out online. Kavod.org is the place to go.
That's correct.
We'll talk more with Stephanie on the way next. We've got more music too. Jordan St. Cyr is next.